Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week, we are talking about your pick of the month. And you chose Bullet Train from 2022.
Yes, sir.
What made you pick this movie?
I don't know. It's a really fun movie. And I don't think I've done a Brad Pitt movie yet, so...
Well, that's a good point. I don't think we have.
Yeah. So
nice.
And you hadn't seen it yet. So.
Yeah. And it just is a perfect excuse to watch it.
Exactly.
I've just been putting it off and putting it off. And it's on Netflix now. And I was excited that it was on Netflix and I still hadn't watched it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie gets shit on quite a bit.
Yeah. I guess depends who you ask.
I guess. But like. Critically, it wasn't rated very high, which they're spoiling too much. I don't really understand.
Yeah.
But before we spill the beans too much, we'll kick off our box office news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
So I'm drinking something pretty special tonight.
Oh.
One of my agents who we buy from stopped in yesterday or 2 days ago, and they made their own beer.
Oh shit, cool.
So I got La Ricard blonde beer.
Okay.
And it's made by Agence Ricard, and it's got like little electrical symbols all on it and stuff like that.
That's cool.
So yeah, it's a blonde beer. So yeah.
How many different types do they have?
I think it's just the one.
Just the one?
Yeah. Yeah, it's made at Microbrasserie Four Origin. So it's French, obviously. So
obviously
made in Montreal. So
okay. Yeah. First thoughts?
It's pretty good.
Pretty
it's
good? Good.
Yeah. I'm not really like the biggest blonde beer drinker, but yeah, it's good. Okay. It's tasty.
So what's an agent for you?
So like
to you?
So they're like the middleman between a manufacturer and us.
Okay.
But they like represent like 10 to 15 manufacturers.
Okay. So yeah. That would be like the equivalent of me dealing with like brokerages to be the mediator between us and like trucking companies and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like these guys, they represent another wire company, one of your competitors that we buy from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Nice.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
I'm also drinking a very special beer. Nice little Michelob Ultra.
Hey, it is, man. You know.
I got thirsty waiting for you, so I've already opened it.
Yeah.
All right. What have you been watching since we last spoke?
Literally nothing. Just
shit.
No movies. You know, I'm still an episode behind on House of the Dragon. I watched one of them. Still behind on The Boys. We've been watching Love Island a bit.
That's finished now.
I know. Yeah, we're I think two episodes behind back, but
okay.
Yeah, I got back into My Hero Academia, so I've been like binging that and playing a lot of PlayStation lately. So
nice.
Yeah.
What are you playing right now? Still Elden Ring?
No, I'm playing Justice or Suicide Squad for the Justice League.
That's right.
I don't know, it's fucking addicting. It's like, I don't know, it's not the greatest, but I don't know, it's just fun.
Yeah, one of those games that mindless.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you?
Watched a couple action movies, actually.
Nice.
We went to Toronto last weekend.
Oh yeah.
And Sarah's dad won't watch anything unless like people get killed within the first 5 minutes. So at night we were just watching action movies. We watched Land of Bad, which came out this year. It's on Netflix.
Is that Nick Cage?
No, it's the Hemsworth.
Oh, you told me about that. Yeah.
Liam
Right.
and the other one, not Chris, but their other brother. And Russell Crowe's in it too. It was good. I enjoyed it. And then we watched Ambulance.
Man, that's your first time watching it?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It was wild, dude. I was
Yeah.
not expecting it to be that
It's
crazy.
definitely a Michael Bay movie.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, both of them are pretty good.
Nice.
And yeah, other than that, I haven't really been watching anything. That's it.
Nice.
All right, our box office numbers. Let's see how they look. Oh, we got a couple on here that pretty cool.
All right.
In fifth place, we have A Quiet Place Day One.
Still on there, okay.
Yeah, bringing in 6.3 million. Total gross 127.9 million, which is good. Long Legs in fourth place.
No way.
Yeah, 11.9 million. So their marketing has obviously worked out.
Yeah.
In third place, we have Inside Out 2, which brought in 12.8 million.
Damn.
And it's at a total of 596 million.
Jeez.
And that's just domestic.
Wow.
Second place, Despicable Me 4 brought in 24.4 million. Total gross of 260 million. And a massive opening weekend, Twisters with $81.2 million.
Yep. Nice.
Did you watch it yet?
No, so like me and my buddies from work, he was like, "Man, I've never been to 4DX. Like, let's go watch Twisters." So I was like, "Okay." So obviously, you have to wait until like Wednesday, I think, till they release like the schedule. And of course, Deadpool's out this weekend, so Deadpool's taking over the 4DX. So didn't get to watch it, but so we're going to watch that tomorrow,
Yeah.
and 4DX. So
Nice. That'd be a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I'm excited, even though that there's a lot of like stuff out there that's kind of been revealed, but I think they're still hiding a few things. But yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past that marketing team to throw you off the scent of a few things, I'm sure.
Definitely, definitely, yeah.
All right, how are we looking for 4Ks?
4Ks, a few. So 4K, we got Fall Guy.
Nice.
I believe that's also a David Leitch movie.
Yes, it is.
Strangers Chapter One,
Oh, sick.
which I haven't seen yet. I don't think.
Yeah,
Have you
me
seen
either.
it?
No,
No.
I haven't yet.
It's called Nightmare Beach with our boy John Saxon.
Sweet.
Well, love us some John Saxon.
Yes, we do.
Also, speaking of John Saxon, Cannibal Apocalypse.
Nice. Was that, you watched that one, didn't you?
No.
What was that cannibal one that you had watched?
I forget which one it was.
This
That's
was like way back when we first started the podcast.
then we got all the Jaws movies except
Oh,
for obviously the original.
yeah.
So Jaws 3, Jaws the Revenge, and then the Jaws 3 movie collection.
That's sick.
Those are sick cases. I love
Yeah,
those.
there.
Halo season 2, who gives a fuck? Got canceled. Justice League Crisis. Farewell, My Concubine. No idea. Risky Business.
Nice.
That's it.
Sweet. Not a bad week.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know Halo got canceled.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
I haven't watched any of it, but not
Terrible.
great.
No. I mean, I only watched like four episodes of the first season, and then I was like, yeah, no.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, let's kick off this movie discussion.
It's good.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Bullet Train from 2022. Starting off with the synopsis. Five assassins aboard a swiftly moving bullet train find out that their missions have something in common. This movie is directed by David Leitch. He did Hobbs and Shaw, Atomic Blonde, The Fall Guy, which we just mentioned, Deadpool 2. And he was a producer of the John Wick movies and Nobody.
Yeah, makes sense.
Lots of action movies for Mr.
Yep.
Leach. Is it Leach? Leach?
Leech, yeah.
Leitch? Leach? I don't know. The stars, Brad Pitt playing Ladybug. Joey King playing Prince. Aaron Taylor Johnson with a Scottish accent, British
I think
accent.
it's British. He's British. Like he
Is
is
he?
British. Yeah.
I did not know he was British.
Yeah, that's why he's like I think the number one contender for James Bond, I think.
Oh,
Or there's
yeah, that's
rumors that
true,
he was
actually.
gonna play, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I had no idea he was British. Anyways, his character's name is Tangerine. Then we have Brian Tyree Henry, who played Lemon. And then our boy, Michael Shannon,
Michael Shannon.
played the White Death.
Yes, sir.
Quite the Russian accent on him.
Yep.
Did you have any honorable mentions? Because I forgot to write them down.
I mean, there's a lot.
There was some very big cameo, well, small cameos, but big actors.
I'm gonna name a couple of like kind of out there pulls, and then I'll let you handle the rest of them.
Okay.
So we got Masioka, who probably have no idea who that is, but if you ever watched Heroes, the TV show, he played Hero.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the one
I
that could
heard.
go back in time.
Oh, right.
Yep. And then we got Karen Fukuhara, who, if you have watched The Boys, she plays Kimiko.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, another one, Bad Bunny, who plays the wolf.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a few more. I'll let you handle those.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
I'll start with the like the small time cameos. Sandra Bullock randomly fucking popped up right at the end of the movie. I was like, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Fucking Ryan Reynolds played Carver,
Yeah.
which I thought was incredible.
Yeah.
Was there any more cameos?
Yeah, there's one
Which
very
one was
fucking
it?
funny one. But we won't say like who he played and some of them didn't do that, but Channing Tatum.
Right. Yes. I
Yeah.
knew that I was missing one. That's right. And then there was Masioka, who played the conductor.
Yeah, I said that already.
Oh, yeah, you said that already. My bad.
It's all good. Wow, I didn't even realize that till now. The guy that plays the son.
Logan Lerman?
Yeah.
That's who I was just about to say. Yeah. Yeah, he was they had him made up pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just watched him in The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah.
There's another one too that I went to. Hiroyuki Sanada played the elder. He was in The Wolverine, 47 Ronin, John Wick, Army of the Dead. Fucking Mortal Kombat, he played Scorpion.
Yep.
So yeah, there's a lot of people in this movie.
Yep. Zazie Beetz.
Yeah, who's that?
She was in Deadpool 2, and I believe she was also in Joker with
Oh yeah, she was the girl that he kind of had a crush on.
Yeah.
Right. And she played Domino in Deadpool 2. Right. Is there anyone else? I'm just going through the list, man.
I know
There's like
there's so
fucking so
many.
many people. Yeah, I don't know. We'll end it at that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, but I read in the trivia. Let me find it again because I thought it was funny. It was about the Ryan Reynolds cameo. Fuck. Of course, it's not like in the first four. Not in here at all. I don't know where it was. Maybe I read it in somebody's comment on somebody's review on Letterboxd. But basically, Brad Pitt had a very small cameo in one of Ryan Reynolds' movies. Was it Deadpool 2?
Yeah, it was Deadpool 2 because he plays
Yeah.
the invisible guy.
Right, yes. So it was kind of like a back and forth sort of thing with that.
That's funny.
Yeah. But anyways, let's talk about this movie.
Let's do it. So the movie starts off, we meet, there's a lot of characters in here that they don't have any names really. They're all kind of like kind of code names, sort of, because they're all assassins, right? So we meet the father. He's in the hospital with his son, who is in a coma, not waking up. He was pushed off a roof. We see the elder walk in, who is played by Hiroyuki, who we just mentioned. He's like can barely walk, has a cane, and you learn that someone pushes son off the roof, and Hiroyuki basically telling his son to go to the police, but he obviously doesn't want to do that, so he gets kind of lured to the bullet train as well by this person saying, "I'm sitting in this seat. Come find me. We need to talk," basically. So that movie takes place in Tokyo, Japan. We meet Brad's character. He is given his name at the start by Maria, who is played by Sandra Bullock. And she calls him Ladybug because he is very infamously known for having bad luck. We see him at the beginning, he gets splashed by some water, he drops his keys, he drops his ticket, and like throughout the whole movie just has terrible, terrible luck. And it's a good like recurring thing that happens.
I love the dialogue at the very end. I'm not going to talk about it much right now, but between him and the elder with like the ladybug in Japanese culture, I thought it was so great.
I also love the story whenever Maria's like, "Well, it's not all bad luck," and she's like, "Remember the so-and-so job when the bellboy fell off the roof?" And like he's sitting in his car and the bellboy tries to commit suicide. And then Ladybug's just like dropping him, and the guy like pops down. He's like, "Ah." And then Maria's like, "Well, he survived. You drove him to the hospital." So you basically find out that he is filling in for this guy named Carver. And I feel like Ladybug was talking about like Ryan Reynolds in this because he's like, "Oh, I fucking hate Carver. You're such like an arrogant prick," and stuff like this. And he is kind of getting like he's an older assassin. Like he is kind of like rethinking things, how his life is like playing out. He doesn't like to use guns, so like in his like locker he has just like MacGyver-ish like tools. Then he has like the sleeping powder, and Maria's like, "You don't bring the sleeping powder, are you?" And he's like, "I'm getting good at all the doses. I'll get it right."
She's like, you gave the last guy a heart attack. Yeah, he's got like firecrackers and shit that he uses for distractions and leaves the gun in the locker.
She tells him they bring the gun, but obviously he doesn't bring it. So you kind of get some backstory on this train. There is 16 cars. There's I think eight kind of economy cars, and then eight or seven or six like the
First
business
class.
class, first class kind of ones. And I like how each car is like kind of different. Like we have the one car that has like that anime that keeps like playing throughout the movie of like the fucking person, the big blow up doll and stuff like that. So the train stops at every station and it stops there for 1 minute, which kind of plays into the movie as well, as they go. So basically his job is he needs to find a briefcase. That's the only job. She won't say what's in it, but he's like, "Oh, it's probably money, eh?" And she's like, "Well, you can't really know." And he's like, "It's always fucking money." Like, so he drops his ticket, and the conductor is kind of has like this funny thing about the movie where like the conductor, He's like, "Oh, I got my receipt that shows I bought a ticket, right?" And he's like, "Okay, one stop, then get off." And throughout the whole movie, he's trying to like stay away from the conductor.
Yeah. On top of staying away from all the other assassins that are in the fucking train.
Yeah. So the father is on the train and he meets the pusher. And as soon as he gets to the seat, there is this young, pretty looking girl sitting there. And he's like, "Oh, sorry, like I must have the wrong seat." And then she basically tells him, "Oh yeah, I'm the one that pushed your son off the roof." And what do you think of Prince's character throughout the movie? Like, did you kind of have a sense of what her goal was, or not really until like the end of the movie where it had the kind of the reveal?
I did not. Well, like she says why she's on there, right? Like she wants to kill the White Death, but I had no thoughts in my mind about who she actually was. But her character, sorry. Her character annoyed the shit out of me, man.
Yeah, she
Like
was.
Joey King is a great actress, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And she did a really great job, but it was just like
Yeah.
it annoyed me how easily she was able to manipulate everybody on this train.
Well, I mean, even the one scene, which we'll talk about later, whenever Tangerine is with her
Yeah.
and she's like doing the act, and he's like, "That's really fucking good. Like, I don't believe you," but and she starts crying. He's like, "Is that a tear, really?"
Sarah watched a little bit of it with me, and there was one scene with her, and she's like, "Holy, she's like a really versatile actress." I am like, "Yeah, she's in quite a bit of shit." And she told me that she played fucking Gypsy Rose in like the biopic. I was like, "I didn't even know there was one, but now I want to watch it."
Really, that's yeah, Bettina's watched that a couple times. She really likes that biopic. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So yeah, she is kind of explaining to the dad that she wants to kill the White Death, so she brought him there for him to help her kill him, basically.
Yeah.
And then we meet probably my favorite characters from the movie, Tangerine and Lemon. The two twins, as everyone calls them, even though one is white and one is black. I love like the running jokes of the movie. They're like other assassins talking about them. We're like, "Well, you know they're twins, eh?" And then like I think Brad's character is like, "But they're not twins."
Because I don't think anybody has ever seen them.
No.
And if they have, then they've died, kind of thing, right? So
Yeah.
it's great.
And just their dialogue and chemistry between them is so good. And I think this is the role that kind of made people look at Aaron Taylor Johnson as a James Bond, because like the way he's like dressed up, has that accent, and he just has so much like suave in this movie. Yeah, I love his character. I love as well.
Yeah, they're both really good.
And they have like really good dialogue between each other. Like this opening scene, like they talk for like 7 minutes straight of them just arguing back and forth. And I think it's Tangerine that makes like the code names for them. And like Lemon is like, "It's fucking fruit." Like he and the Tangerine explains like why and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then Lemon has infatuation with Thomas the Tank Engine. And like he has this little sticker book with him, and like he keeps trying to like figure out who is who, and he like explains who each character is. Like Percy is this like young like guy who isn't very smart, but and then there's like a Diesel, and Diesel's like the fucking worst train ever, and he's trying to figure out who like the Diesel is on the train, and
Yeah.
that's so good.
Oh yeah, he's incredible. 'Cause like Brian Tyree Henry is a big dude. Like he is a big man, and he just the way that he's talking about Thomas the Tank Engine, and it's so great.
And then we get another great scene of them arguing about whenever they so their job there is to capture the son, or they have the son of the White Death, and they have to bring the briefcase with the money and the son to the White Death at the end of whatever stomp is.
Kyoto.
Yoto, yeah. So basically, they save the sun from the triads, and they get in an argument at the start here about how many people they killed, whether it was like 17 or 18. And we get this great flashback of like, I feel like this is a very David Leitch like part. Well, this whole movie is very like, that has his little grains in this movie. But like this one, they like flashback to the scene of them saving the sun, but it's them like kind of third person, right? Or not, yeah, third, yeah. They're like talking to the camera, like breaking the fourth wall, and it just goes through them, like this whole action scene of them killing all these people, and
I saw on Letterboxd someone's review was this is one of Quentin Tarantino's best movies, and he was like, I know it's not a Quentin Tarantino movie, but this has like so much influence, like so much Tarantino influence in it. And it's true, like especially with the dialogue between these two and like the bickering and stuff, it really felt Tarantino-esque, just like the quick banter that he has in all of his movies.
And I love like the last guy they kill on the motorcycle, and they're like, oh yeah, that was like number 16. And then I think Tangerine is like, oh yeah, but the stranger guy, there's like some random guy in like a fucking flower shirt comes to check on them, and then the car blows up. So yeah, while they're arguing about that, Ladybug is on the train and he has to find this briefcase. And Bria is like in his ear the whole time. He has like a bucket hat on and glasses and does not look like an assassin at all. It looks like a dad, basically. And she's explained the briefcase, and it has like a briefcase with a tank engine sticker on the handle. So he's like going to like the where the luggage is, and he's going on about, okay, so there's 16 train cars, say 150 people, two suitcases per person. He's like looking, and he's like, wait, you say toss the tank engine sticker on the handle? He's like, yeah, the briefcase. And he's like, well, holy fuck, he got the briefcase. He's like, what do I do now? Because like he didn't expect to find it that quick, and Marie's just like, get off at the next stop. And this guy, well, spoiler alert, he doesn't get off until the final stop, so you can kind of guess how his luck is throughout this whole movie. So he gets a briefcase, he's about to get off the next stop. Door opens, and standing there is the wolf, who is played by Bad Bunny. And I liked his character as well. You get a lot of backstory on him. But it doesn't go to his story right now. It cuts back to the hospital, and the prince has one of her workers, mob guys, there, and she tells the dad, like, if I don't call him every 10 minutes or something like that, then he's gonna kill your son. So he has to help her basically the whole time. And you get some backstory on the White Death. There was a leader of some samurais named Mitahishi. The White Death came in and basically worked his way up the ranks. And well, I won't say what happens, but it furthers the story later on with someone else. But the White Death basically ended up killing Minahishi and forming his own kind of mob and gang and stuff like that. And they basically took over this
Yeah,
this whole thing.
didn't they say that he controls the world's largest like cartel, basically?
Yeah, because he has people from every country, pretty much. Yeah, the White Death's wife died in an accident, and he's like even crazier now. Because all he has is his son, basically, but he fucking hates his son because his son is just can't do anything right.
Drug addict and
So the father needs to drop off the briefcase to the White Death, and the prince wants him to kill the White Death. And she has like this kind of bomb on this gun that she has, or this bomb on a gun she has. It looks like a necklace, and basically what it does is whenever someone fires this gun, it shoots this like these fucking little marbles back onto the person and kills them. Because she says that the White Death, every time he kills someone, he uses the victim's gun, basically.
Or weapon, yeah.
Yeah, weapon. So you kind of learn a bit of stuff. Lemon does mention that he's not wearing the bulletproof vest. But later on we do find out that he is wearing the vest, and
I love this
Tangerine,
banter.
yeah, Tangerine's like on his ass, like, where the fucking vest, man?
Oh, what if they shoot me in the head? Like, yeah,
Yeah.
but what if they shoot you in the chest? Now you're safe there. Like, well, I could
Yeah.
go like underneath the vest.
Yeah. So they walk back to their seats, and well, the son, the White Death's son, is just dead. Just
Bleeding
sitting
from the
there, fucking
eyes.
bleeding from his eyes, and they're like, what the fuck happened here? So then it cuts to 26 years earlier, we are getting the backstory on the wolf. And this is kind of where, if you're paying attention, like everything is kind of starting to come together, like the pieces are coming together as to why everyone is here. So the wolf, basically his mom died when he was young and went off on his own, and basically joins, worked his way up with the Mexican cartel, doing hits and stuff like that, ends up meeting a girl, getting married, and then his whole family gets brutally murdered by this poison that pretty much makes them bleed out every orifice on their body.
And this happened at his wedding.
And you do see briefly Ladybug bump into the wolf. So Ladybug was there, but he was not the one who did it. And so it cuts back to the wolf and Ladybug. They are basically fighting because the wolf wants to kill him, but Ladybug has no idea who he is. And I love this whole scene with Brad. I felt like Brad Pitt in this movie was just having a good time.
Man, he does not get enough credit.
No, I was thinking that, like, as soon as the movie opened up and like you see him walking, I was like, man, I think Brad Pitt is honestly one of my favorite actors. Like, he has so many good movies and so many good roles, and he is,
And he can do everything. Like, he's a funny fucking guy, man.
he is,
Like, what was that movie that came out last year, I think? It was with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. Fuck, what was it? The Lost City or something
Oh
like that?
yeah, The Lost City,
And Brad Pitt was in that, and his character was so funny, man.
yeah. Same with, I just watched Burn After Reading, and he's funny in that movie too.
Yeah, I've never watched that one. He was a bike messenger or something in that one, wasn't he?
He worked at a gym.
Right, that's what it was, yeah.
But yeah, I love this scene because like the wolf is trying to kill him, has this fucking giant ass knife, and Ladybug has a briefcase, is like stopping it, and he's like, hold on, man, like I don't even know you, like what do you want? And wolf is like, I will hunt you down and find you. It doesn't matter where you are. And Ladybug's like, what is happening right now? And he's like, I don't want to fight you, man. What do you think of this kind of quick fight scene between them?
I was confused as to why the wolf was going after him, because we in that flashback we see somebody bump into him, but we only see the back of their head. And I didn't put two and two together that it was Brad Pitt. So I was like, why is this guy fucking attacking him? Like, this makes no sense to me whatsoever. But I don't know. Yeah, it
I
was
think what
fun.
it was, because I don't know if the wolf even looked at the envelope that was in it yet, or he did, and as soon as the door opened, he saw Ladybug, and I think he probably remembered him from the wedding,
Yeah.
and then he's like, oh, you're here, you're the one that did it. So I think like he just assumed that it was Ladybug that did it.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause his whole mission for being on the train is to kill the person that did this to his wedding. Like, that's why he's there. But we find out like everything intertwines, and we find it all out later on, but
So he's like kind of defending himself, not really fighting back against the wolf. And Ladybug like falls down on the ground and has the briefcase, and then Wolf just grabs a knife and like throws it, and it bounces off the suitcase and stabs him in the heart. And Wolf is just like, ah, my heart, and like falls and like breaks his neck on the suitcase, and like
So
Ladybug is
great.
just there with him and like checks his pulse. Like clearly he's dead, man.
It was like just a series of bad luck, I guess, but like bad luck for the wolf, but also for Ladybug, I guess, in a sense, because he didn't want to kill him, but like he very much accidentally does kill him in like two brutal ways.
So obviously there's a dead body in the train, so what like what can you do? So puts him in the
So
chair
great.
and puts a blanket on him, puts a little thing of whiskey in his arm, and
Sunglasses on.
it's funny. So now Ladybug is with Lemon. Tangerine is off looking for the briefcase somewhere. And this whole scene, I mean, I'm going to talk about it later on, I think, but this whole dialogue fight scene with Lemon and Ladybug is so good, man. Because as soon as Ladybug gets there, he like puts his hand under the table. He's like, I got a gun, and like the camera goes over the gun. It's just like there's no gun there. And Ladybug's like, do you recognize me? And Lemon's like, nah, man, no. He's like, yeah, and fuck, what does he call it?
Bolivia?
Huh?
Was it Bolivia?
No. Because Lemon calls him like Jorba or Jarba or
Oh,
something.
Johannesburg.
Yeah, calls him,
Calls him Joburg.
Joburg, yeah. And he's like, Ladybug's like, yeah, you've fucking shot me. And then Lemon's like, I shoot lots of people. Well, you shot me twice. And so they start talking, and then like what does he say? Lemon's like, oh, I know you killed him. And Lemon is talking about the sun. And Ladybug is like, well, I didn't mean to, but he's talking about the wolf. So it's like their lines are crossed, and Ladybug is admitting to killing whoever Lemon thinks he's talking about, but he's not. And then they have this like epic fight, man, that like so good. What'd you think of this little like choreographed fight between
Trying to remember which fight this one was. It's
This one has the girl. Oh, I forgot to mention. So, Lemon and Tangerine have to get to the next stop, and they have to go inside with a briefcase so that White Death's sons or boys know that, like they're there. So they just send out like Lemon, I think, at this point, and then there's like the lady outside who is like the white lady who like is a super bitch.
Oh yeah, because they're in the quiet cart.
Yeah, and they're like fighting back and forth, like fucking smashing like their throats with the suitcase, and the girl just keeps yelling, like, shh, I'll call the conductor, and they're like arguing back and forth while fighting with each other, and that's great.
Yeah, just like going from seat to seat and like trying to be quiet, but like basically trying to kill each other.
And at this point, Ladybug like knocks Lemon out, and then he has like the water, the Fiji water, and then Ladybug pulls up the sleeping powder and puts a bit in. And he's like puts half of it, and then he's like, nah, it puts the whole
What's the
thing
whole
in the
thing?
water. So we see that the same killer from the wedding is on the train. Because we see the snake, the Boom Slang, which is the venom that's been used to kill all the people at the wedding, and then also the son, the White Death son.
So it coagulates your blood, and if you don't get an anti-venom within 30 seconds, you start bleeding from all your orifices.
It's pretty brutal. So at this point, Lemon is passed out, and Tangerine is chasing after, trying to find Ladybug, and yeah, because we see Ladybug is like in a cart, and he like puts like a golf club through the door so they can't open all his like suitcases and stuff. And
Yeah.
then we see like the boom slang, and he's on the phone with Maria, and he's like, "Holy fuck!" And she's like, "What?" And he's like, "Fucking, not gonna believe this. There's a fucking steak here."
Yeah. I
So he
love him with that
leaves.
fucking toilet too.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Just playing with it.
Yeah.
So we see him like running down the aisles away from Tangerine. He, no, not this point. So yeah, he goes into this thing and he sits across from somebody, a guy holding the book up, and then we see the book fall, and it's Channing Tatum just like playing himself. Like
Yeah.
it's, you know, it's him. And I love this like little dialogue between them,
Yeah.
because Ladybug is like, "Hey, do you want to make some money?" And like Channing's character is like, "Oh yeah, is it like sex stuff?" And Ladybug is like, no, it's not, just wear this hat and glasses." So then he sets some firecrackers off like down at the end of the train, and we see Tangerine come running. He sees like the bucket hat and glasses, and he like puts the gun up and he says like something, like sits down, and then like Channing is like, "Ooh, is this the sex part?" He's like, "Oh, some guy paid me $20 or something like that to wear the hat
200 bucks.
of 200." Yeah,
Yeah.
then we see the firecrackers go off and Tangerine runs down there, and then we see Ladybug like with Simmons back the other way. But yeah, that was I thought that was
So
hilarious.
good.
So now the White Death is talking to Lemon and Tangerine. He's like, "Okay, like no jokes this time. Both of you get off of the train
With the briefcase
with the briefcase
and the sun.
and the sun." Yeah. So I think at this one, they Tangerine goes out, and then like in the train, they put like these glasses on the sun, and we see like Tangerine's like, "Oh yeah, there's your fucking dickhead son," and we just see like the sun like waving,
Meanwhile, Lemon's the one that's like controlling everything.
controlling him. Yeah. We see Prince. She goes up to the sun and she spits on his face, so we know that they are related. Well,
Know each
don't know
other.
for sure, but we know they know each other. And she has the son, or the father, in this like bathroom, and he has to basically try and open the case. And she's like, "Well, get started, try every combination you can." So he ends up opening the case, and she puts in one of those bombs like on the gun, except like whenever it opens up, it will explode in his face. Yeah, then we see, like you said, Ladybug is like playing with a toilet, and when he's talking to Maria, and he's like in there for like 10 minutes, and like there's a lady outside like trying to get in, and he's like, "It's occupied," and he's like spraying water in his face, and it's so funny.
It's a smart toilet, so it like talks to him and sings a song, and he goes to Maria, he's like, "Remind me whenever I get back, I need to get one of these."
So now Tangerine is with is found Ladybug, and they are at the front of the train, and we get a fight scene between them, and again, really funny comedic scene, because they're at the front of the train, like there's no driver, it's just like a automated thing, but they're in like the front where the little cart lady goes for all the snacks, so they're back there like about to fight, and then she walks in and she's like, doesn't know what's happening, and they stop fighting, and Ladybug is like, "What do you got, some water there?" And she's like, "Oh, I got this." He's like, "Oh, it's sparkling water." He's like, "Yeah." And he like takes a step and he's like, "Ah, sorry, man, like I used my money to pay that guy to go undercover. Do you get this?" And Lemon is just like, "All right, here we go." And she leaves, and Ladybug just like puts the cap back on the bottle and just fucking hucks the bottle at his face. What do you think of this little fight scene between them?
Oh, this is great. They're
Yeah.
just Every fight scene in this movie is so well choreographed,
That's what I was gonna say too, yeah.
and like they're utilizing everything that they can get their hands on. Like they're in this little kitchen cart and they're just using everything that they can. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
It's
at one point I
great.
think the door flies open and they're like fucking hanging out the door, and somehow Tangerine is like fucking waving and flying out, and they both get in, and Tangerine does have the one up on Ladybug. Like he is clearly like the more young and skilled like fighter, because he has the chopsticks and he's like about to stab him in the
Oh,
face,
yeah.
and Ladybug, or his phone starts ringing, and Ladybug is like trying to hold it back. He's like, "Are you gonna get that?" And he's like still trying to kill him, and he's like, "Might be important." And then Ladybug or Tangerine is like, "Ah, okay, it might be important." They just like stop fighting and like become like kind of friends-ish, like not
Yeah.
really, but answers the phone, and it's White Death, and he's like, "Okay, no playing around this time. Both of you guys come out with the suitcase or the briefcase." And the next stop is like fucking great as well. Like the comedy in this is so well timed and perfect. So obviously Tangerine is like, "Well, fuck, Lemon's passed out. How are gonna get him out there?"
He thinks Lemon's dead.
Does he?
I think so.
No, not at this point, no.
No?
No, he doesn't find Lemon until later, and then he like thinks he's dead, right?
Right.
So Ladybug is like, "Well, do they know what you guys look like?" And he's like, "No." So they're both out there together, and they have like just a random briefcase, and like the guy's there is like, "All right, here's the briefcase. Like, let me go next stop and go." And the guy is like, "Well, what's in the briefcase? Did you open it up to make sure it's in there?" And like Tangerine is like, "Well, I'm not gonna open the briefcase. Like, I'm more professional than that." And then like Ladybug is like, "Yeah, we don't even know the combination." Holds it up and like spins the combination. It just opens up.
It's all lingerie and like sex toys.
Yeah. So they like run out of the train and it closes, and like Tangerine is like, "You fucking blimey idiot, why'd you do that?" And he's like, "Well, I got this thing with bad luck." And he's like, "No, you're just a moron."
While we're talking about the spinning thing, I meant to mention this earlier because we get earlier in the movie, we get the flashback of the White Death and him like killing everybody. And he does this, he's got a like a six shooter revolver, and he does this thing where he rolls the thing, like the
Yeah,
what do
like
you
Russian
call that?
roulette, right?
Yeah, but he rolls it down his arm,
Yeah.
and it's such a sick thing, and he looks so cool because he's got like the Japanese like mask on.
Yeah.
I meant
Yeah.
to mention that earlier, that I love that shit.
So we get an awesome scene with Tangerine, with Prince and the father. Tangerine is drinking the water, and eventually he's gonna go down. But this is the scene that we mentioned before. He runs into Prince and the father, and he has a gun, and he's like, "Okay, one of you guys is a bad guy." And Prince is like doing her acting, and father is kind of being honest because like he's just hostage here. And she's saying, "No, he's a leader, he's a hostage." So Tangerine, or sorry, Lemon is like, "Okay, well, both of you guys close your eyes. If one of you point at the other and the other one doesn't point back, then they're the leader. I'm going to shoot them. But if both of you guys point at each other, or neither of you point, they're going to shoot both of you." And then they close their eyes, and we see that Prince points at the father. And immediately, fucking Lemon shoots the father. And you're like, "Oh, fuck." So the father is, well, you think he's dead. He's in the bathroom, and Lemon is back there with the prince. And this is whenever she's like acting, and he finds the gun in her purse. And she's like doing this whole act, and he's like, "You know, you're really fucking good. Like, how do you do that?" And she's like starts crying, and she's like, "Man, you're doing really good." And he's like, Holy shit, I found my fucking Diesel. And she's like, what? And he explains like the whole Diesel character of like, there's the piece of shit. But then he passes out from the
Sleeping
sleeping
powder.
powder. And she unfortunately does shoot him like six times in the chest. And you think he's dead because he's not wearing the bulletproof vest. And she puts him in the bathroom with the father. Oh well, before this we see Ladybug and Lemon are like at the door where the train is like at the stop, and Ladybug wants to get off because he's like, just like let me go, like I don't have the briefcase, it's in the kitchen there, whatever. And Tangerine is like, nah, like I need a fall guy. And he's like, okay. And we see notice that Ladybug is like looking at his watch because he's timing the door, and he ends up booting Lemon out of the door.
Scene.
It is, and then I don't think this happened. There's no way this could happen, but the train starts going, and Lemon is like chasing off the train, or Tangerine, sorry, and he like jumps and like clearly he's not gonna make it, but it cuts away. And then you find out later that he made it on the train, but there's no way he did.
Yeah, and you see him like climbing up on the back of the train, and like these
Yeah.
things, they're called bullet trains for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you're hanging on to this thing.
Yeah, as she was killing Lemon as well, he mentions that Lemon is, or sorry, Tangerine is the Gordon, who is like, I think one of Lemon's favorite characters in it. Because like, she ends up putting the briefcase back into the holder. You see that Ladybug is now back in there. He finds a briefcase, but we know that has a bomb in it. And then we see the Hornet come in, and we Ladybug finds the envelope that the wolf had, and he opens it and sees that the person who he should have been trying to kill was the Hornet, who was the girl, the baker, but was the girl who made the cake.
Baker.
Well, he calls it something else, but
Yeah.
yeah. So she's the one that poisoned the wedding, and we see her, she's like dressed up in like the snack person.
She's the one that's in like the big, not blow up suit, but it's like a big like stuffed
Yeah.
animal type suit kind of thing throughout the whole
Yeah. But
movie.
now she's like undercover as like the snack girl. And Ladybug recognizes her immediately, and he's like, oh, you're fucking the Hornet. And we get a little fight scene with them. A lot of this fight scenes in this movie are, they feel very short, but like they're so well choreographed that like I don't mind that they're not these long fights.
Well, and there's so many of them in the movie too, right? Like, so it's kind of good that they're short, or
Yeah.
else this movie would be 3 hours long.
Yeah. But this little fight scene, like, again, had like the perfect comedic timing in it. Because we see she has the needle that has the poison in it. And they're like fighting back and forth, and she like has his hand, and then she has the needle in her mouth, and she like drops the needle into Ladybug's hand, but doesn't like hit the thing. And then I think like she stabs him in the neck with it or something like that. And then he, no, she like has the, he stabs her with it as well, I think, right?
She stabs him in the neck with it, but like you said, she doesn't push the plunger down.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get injected with the venom.
Yeah.
Then he somehow manages to get it out of his own neck, stabs her in the neck with it.
Yeah.
And then he somehow gets stabbed with the vial or with the needle that has the anti-venom.
Because she like take, they're both, I think they're both stabbed with the anti, or with the poison, right? And she takes out the anti venom to try and stab herself, and he just grabs it, stabs himself in the neck, and she's just like shocked, and he's like, sorry, you got a backup, right? And she's like, starts bleeding from the eyes.
Like, why would you not have another one?
And he's just like so calm. He's like, oh, come on, what? Why don't you have a backup? You're a professional. Come on. And she's like on the ground and like blood's coming out of her eyes. And she's like grabbing beers, opening it. And he's like, like, are you okay? Do you want me to get you something? Do you want me to hold your
It's
hand?
so great.
Do you want a water? And then she just dies. So good. And then one of the saddest scenes, we see Lemon. He ends up, or sorry, Tangerine ends up finding Lemon in the bathroom, and he immediately takes off a necklace, puts it on him. The father, I think, wakes up and he's still alive. So the White Death is meeting them at Kyoto, and Tangerine is basically, well, it doesn't matter, my brother's dead, like fuck it, like I'll meet you there, like don't send your fucking goons, like be a fucking man and come here and kill me yourself.
Yeah, he says, my brother's dead, your son's dead, and I lost the fucking briefcase. Like, just come do what you're gonna do.
Yeah, exactly. So we see Lemon ends up running. I keep fucking mixing them up in my notes.
Tangerine.
Tangerine runs into the prince, and she, there's like no one on the train left because the White Death bought all the tickets for the rest of the train. So there's just a few of them on the train. And Lemon, sorry, Tangerine is like, what the fuck are you doing on here, little girl? And she's like, doing her like acting stuff, and he realizes like in the moment, or no, she turns around to leave and he sees the diesel sticker on her back, and like fucking Thomas the Tank Engine stuff is so good in this movie.
It's so fitting, and
It
like
is.
the writer of this movie was brilliant.
Yeah. So he takes the diesel sticker off and he's explains to her like, you're the fucking diesel, like explains what the diesel is, and he's about to shoot her, and then fucking Ladybug comes in and they start fighting with each other, and then Ladybug accidentally shoots him in the neck, so Tangerine's like fucking bleeding everywhere, and Ladybug has no idea who this prince girl is, right? He just thinks she's a girl.
Yeah, 'cause I think this is the first time he's seen her.
Yeah. So Tangerine's dead.
I even like in his death, it was funny. I was kind of fucking laughing to myself. 'Cause he's just like spurting blood everywhere. And he's just like, Diesel, Diesel. And he's Brad Pitt's like, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
So they're at the second last stop of the train. It's like all foggy. Ladybug gets off, and we see the elder. He's like waiting there with his cane, and he gets on the train, and we see the prince is like, well, she's stuck. She has her purse stuck. And Ladybug's like, come on, come on, let's go. And she's like, no, like my purse is stuck. Don't leave me, please. And so Ladybug's like, ah, for fuck's sakes, goes back on the train. And she's like, oh, I got unstuck. And then the train doors close, and Ladybug's like, God, for fuck's sakes, never getting off this train. And then I love this scene too, whenever I think Ladybug is back on in the bathroom and he's talking to Maria, or she might be Dr. Maria, but he ends up getting bit by the snake again. And he's in like the toilet and he's like shoves in the toilet and like writes on this the top of the thing, like, do not open snake inside.
I had missed the fact that he got stabbed with the anti-venom until, because they explain it later on. So I was like, why, how's he not dying from this fucking snake bite? Like, everybody's talking about this
Yeah.
snake, and I was like, maybe it didn't actually bite him. But then it explains that, or he explains to somebody, he's like,
Yeah, he's talking
well,
to Maria, yeah.
yeah, he's like, I accidentally got stabbed with the anti-venom earlier
Yeah.
on.
Yeah. I got bit again. I mean, it, I guess it's, what does he say, like one anti-venom a day, like I guess you're good for the whole day, so. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier about the whole scene with the Eldung. He explains to Prince, because the prince basically says, "Oh, your grandson is dead." And then we see the elder, who, like, what's his name? I suck at Japanese names. Fucking actor's name. Hiroyuki,
Right.
who's also great in Shogun. He played this character so well. Like, he's explaining to Prince that, like, "Oh, my grandson, he's fine." He's like, "You think that my grandson gets pushed off of a building that I'm just gonna leave him unprotected?" And, like, he's kind of like doing that old guy thing where he's like very confident and like he knows that he's a badass and just like kind of smiling and stuff. And just like a kind of flashback to, like, we see the big guy there who's has to kill the son, and we see, like, the nurse walk by, just like look at him, and then we see the nurse just fucking put the bag over his head, slit his throat.
Yeah,
That's so
she's
good.
badass.
Yeah. But yeah, like you mentioned before, I'll let you go into it, but I love the point whenever the elder and Ladybug are, like, there talking, they're waiting to get the next stop, and elder's like, "I'm going to tell you a story." And then Ladybug is like, "No, I really don't want to hear it." And elder's like, "It's a good story. I think you want to hear
He's like, it's very fitting for you. And he's like, no, I'm good. And then he just starts talking, like telling the
it. Yeah.
story. But he basically explains what the ladybug means in Japanese culture. And his father told him that a ladybug has seven spots on its back for each, what was it? It was for
It's
each
not
of
sin. It's
seven troubles or something like that. So the ladybug carries the seven troubles on its back so that other people don't have to feel troubled, basically. Like paraphrasing, but like that's kind of the gist of it. So he's explaining that like ladybug gets all this bad luck so that other people don't get it. So he's helping other people by him having all the bad luck.
And he goes on and tells him that we see the elder worked for Minagishi. He was one of the higher ups, and he was the one who told Minagishi not to trust the White Death. And so he ends up surviving the attack, and he goes back to his house, and his wife is dead, but his son is obviously still alive. And he stayed hidden for many, many years, until he could exact his revenge on the White Death. We see that Lemon is actually still alive. He was just passed out from the sleeping powder.
Oh man, this scene was fucking great. Just the way he wakes up. He's just like,
There's him. Pull open his chest, and he has the bulletproof vest. And again, super fucking sad scene. Of course, when he opens the chest, he sees his brother's necklace, and he's like, "Where's my brother at?" And he goes to his brother, and he's obviously dead. And we get, like, a flashback of them, like, growing up as kids. And, like, Lemon's character, like, when he was young, was like reminding me of, like, the kid off Little Rascals or something, like, just goofy ass kid. Yeah. I also love the line whenever Lemon calls. You good?
I feel like someone's knocking on my window. I feel like people are lighting off fireworks or something.
I love the line Lemon calls Brad Pitt's character Keira Knightley. I thought that was funny. So yeah, they're at Kyoto Station, and the White Death is there with all of his goons, and we see that the White Death is Michael Shannon. Yeah, I watched this movie in theaters, and this was such a good fucking theater watch, just with all of the, like, cameos, and, like, you don't know who plays the White Death because, like, his name isn't in, like, the opening credits. I don't think there really is opening credits, really.
I don't
Oh,
remember
there might
any.
be, actually. But I love that Michael Shannon played the White Death. Like,
Yeah.
looks like a Russian, but definitely not a good Russian accent.
Yeah, he's got like really long hair too. He looks badass in this movie.
So he gets on onto the train, and we see his daughter, the prince, and she's called Prince because she was supposed to be a boy, and obviously she wasn't. And she felt like her dad didn't treat her right, treated like the son as like the next guy who would take over the family business. But the son was a complete fuck up, and like the White Death knew that. Like he hated his son. Like he was gonna kill him, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the whole point of the son being on the train was that he was just gonna die. Like he was fully aware that he was gonna die on the train. But I like this dialogue between the two of them too, because she's like pouring her heart out, and she holds the gun into his face, and she's like, I'm more like you than you would ever know, and like you should have paid more attention to me. Like I should have been the one that you like spent all your time and effort on and all this stuff. And then he swipes the gun out of her hand, and her whole plan was, because she attempted to kill him, that he would try and kill her with her weapon. So then he holds the gun in her face, and she's just like, kill me, just do it, kill me, I was gonna kill you. And then he like just walks by her. He's like, I've always seen you. You're not part of my plan. And he just leaves her. I was like, God damn, man, that's cold.
Meanwhile, this is all happening. Ladybug is out on the train station with the briefcase. Two guys took the briefcase, and Elder and the father are in another train car waiting for the White Death. The White Death doesn't know that the Elder is on it. Lemon is at the front of the train, trying to start the train to get it going. We learn some backstory on the whole thing. So pretty much there was an assassination attempt on him. His wife died instead. He thinks that Ladybug is Carver, because Carver is the one who did the hit and killed his wife. His
And it was supposed to be Carver on the train, but we
on
learned
the
at the
train.
beginning that he had stomach problems.
Yeah. His wife actually survived the accident, but the Hornet killed the only surgeon in the world who could do this surgery. So the wife died, and he killed the son because the son kept getting in trouble, but the wife obviously loved the son and one more time said, okay, we'll give him one more chance. Went to go pick him up from jail, and that's when she died on the way.
He wasn't in his own vehicle because he was in Bolivia dealing with the damage that the twins had caused
I forgot
during
about
the
that.
Bolivia job. I think we got everything covered.
And the Hornet,
The Hornet killed the
the
surgeon.
Hornet killed the surgeon. She killed the wolves, but that was like before.
What did the wolf do?
White Death told the Hornet that her money would be on the train. That's why she was on the train, because she was after the briefcase of money. So it all kind of like ties together.
But why did he want the wolf to die? I can't remember.
I think the wolf was different,
He
I
was just there
think.
on his own accord.
Yeah.
Right. To
Because
kill.
he sent the thing to the wolf saying like, oh, this person killed your wife, she's here. So out on the train, White Death is out there with Ladybug, and he's going about Carver, and Ladybug's like, I'm not Carver. And then it like cuts to like that night, and we see like the guy on the motorcycle take the helmet off, and it's fucking Ryan Reynolds. So Lemon gets the train going. These two guys who have the briefcase, White Death is like, Can you guys go over there, open the briefcase? And like, they're there, and like, one guy's like, I don't want to fucking open this briefcase. And like, they have like the masks on. So it kind of makes it funnier. He's like, why don't we always have to open the briefcase? What if it's like a bomb or something like that? And the guy's like, just open it. So they open it, it fucking blows up in their face.
And with it blowing up, it blew Ladybug and the White Death back onto the train.
And now Lemmy can't slow the train down because he doesn't know how, because it's all in Japanese. What do you think of like this whole kind of sequence with like Lemon and the Elder and all them fighting the guys on the train? Any like kind of kills or any scenes that stood out to you?
We got they killed the guys in the cockpit. One of
I
them
love
there was one that
the
I
probably the one I'm thinking of.
probably.
The like skylight is open, and Ladybug grabs the guy, shove his head up it, and his head gets decapitated from the fucking railing.
Yeah. And the fucking cockpit catches on fire, so Ladybug's trying he's trying to get the fire extinguisher out, and he finally gets it out, and then a guy comes in and he fucking smashes him over the head with it and then sprays him in the face with the fire extinguisher, turns back around, goes to extinguish the fire, and it's empty now because he's sprayed the guy with it.
And then he finds like the big ass book that's like fucking 5 inches thick. Go through it, finds the English. He's like, ah, English. Like, goes, turns around, blows out the window.
All the pages go flying out.
And there's one scene whenever Lemon is like standing up and there's a guy behind Lemon, and Ladybug like grabs the big ass knife and like throws a knife at him. And then Ladybug's like, oh, we're friends now. And like Lemon's like, no fucking way.
Well, no, Lemon said, he says something. He's like, I lost a brother today. He's like, but I gained another one. And Ladybug's like, oh, really? And he's like, no.
That was it, yeah. And then like they apologize to each other because like Ladybug is like, oh man, I'm sorry for killing your brother, and Lemon is like, oh, I'm sorry for calling you Diesel or something.
He goes, I'm sorry for shooting you. He's like, yeah. He's like, well, he shot me twice. He's like, well, what's that have to do with anything? He's like, well, he shot me twice. He goes, well, okay, I'm sorry I shot you twice.
So meanwhile, the elder and the father are fighting the White Death. They end up slicing White Death like from his shoulder all the way to his
Dude, that
heart.
was nuts.
Doesn't die from that. I don't know how.
Leaves the blade still in him.
Excuse me. Oh, fucking, this killed me. The last character introduction we get, the water bottle. You don't remember that?
I remember the water bottle like rolling around.
Yeah, because to kill the White Death, the father grabs a water bottle, chucks it at his head, and the water bottle rolls. And then we get a flashback of
Of
like,
it rolling around.
of the water bottle, and it says like the water bottle like on the screen, and it's a whole like it follows the water bottle
Oh,
from in the drink machine.
I got you.
They're
I
like,
thought you meant like somebody picks it up and drinks out of it. I was like, I was trying to remember who drank out of it.
no. So we see like it's like first person view of the water bottle like in the vending machine, and someone like
A little
hits a
girl.
button and it gets like stuck. So we see like Lemon and Tangerine come out, and it knocks the water bottle to get like his like fruit drink or something like that. And then we see like the water bottle like sitting like in Brad Pitt filling it up. And oh man, I
It's
thought it
just
was
like,
so funny.
yeah, it's the bottle's journey throughout the whole movie.
So the train is basically crashing. They don't know how to stop it. Ladybug just like rips out the fucking wires and stops the train, but it like fucking crashes off. We see Lemon tackle a guy out the door and fall in off the bridge into the water, so you assume he's dead. Just the whole fucking train flies off the end of the tracks into this like small ass town, and we see like this like really shitty slow-mo CGI But the movie is aware of it, so it's
Yeah.
not like, it's funny. Like,
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. And it's just Brad Pitt flying through all the train cars, but it's in slow motion. And he's just like, oh, it looks like he's floating through space, and then a fucking coffee carafe goes floating by, pops him in the forehead in slow motion. And it's just, yeah, just
And he like
everything.
and he falls into like the big blow up anime
Yeah.
doll that like kind of saves him.
Yeah.
It's like clearly a Brad Pitt CGI, but it's like so funny.
Yeah.
So the whole fucking train car crashes in this small town. We see Ladybug, he gets out of the train, he's like somewhere, and we see the White Death is still alive with a sword in him still. And Ladybug is like laying down, and White Death is like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, Carver. And Ladybug is like, man, like, I'm not Carver, man. And White Death is like, really? And he's like, yeah, he like has stomach issues or something. Like, he's a fucking asshole, man. Like, I wouldn't blame you for killing him. And he's like, well, I'm gonna kill you anyway. And then like he has the gun that has the bomb on it. And shoots, and like the pretty fucking gory,
Blows
brutal death, man.
half his fucking head off.
And so then we see the elder and the father get off the train. They're still alive. And the elder like takes his sword out of the White Death, and he does that thing where like he like whips the sword so the blood like flies off it,
Yeah.
and it splatters on Ladybug's white shoes. And like Ladybug is like, man, really? Like, and then we see the prince. She like has a gun, and she's like, oh, I'm the next leader of like the White Death or whatever. And then we see her get hit by some van.
A van carrying tangerines.
Yes, tangerines. So then, yeah, the elder and the white, or the father, they leave to go get the son, and we see this beautiful car. It's an Audi, a product placement.
Yeah.
Roll up, and we see Sandra Bullock out of it.
She looked really weird.
She did, yeah. She's a bit older now.
No, it wasn't even that. Like, she almost looked CGI. I think she just had like so much makeup on that she just didn't look like
And
herself.
when I watched this in theaters and she came out, I was like, no fucking way. And then I was like, that was her voice that was playing throughout the movie. Like, did you recognize it like right away, or
No, not right away. But as soon as she stepped out, I was like, yeah, okay. Because I knew I recognized the voice. I just couldn't tell who it was.
So they're like, she's there to like take and drive him off, and then a fucking telephone pole falls on the car, and she's like, I got bad luck, it is what it is. And they like walk off, and that's it.
Not it.
I know, I like turned it off as that scene was happening. So I mean, I know what it is, but if not what it is.
So there's a mid-credit scene, and it's Tangerine or Lemon, sorry, and the guy that he tackled out of the train window coming out of the river. And like Lemon get like he's walking out first, and then he hears the guy behind him. He's like, oh, for fuck's sakes. And he finds a machine gun in the water, and he like fucking fucks around with it, and then just spins around and blasts this guy in the face, gets up onto the road, and there's a fruit truck going by, and it's filled with tangerines, and he's like, okay, this is perfect. So he gets in that, and he's the one that kills Prince at the end of the movie with the tangerine truck.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
All comes full circle, man.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, well. That's the way the bullets fly.
All right, how did you rate this movie on Letterboxd?
I haven't seen your Letterboxd score because you didn't post it right away. So I did change this. So this is my third time watching it. The first two times I gave it a 4.5, but this watch I did drop it to a 4 out of 5. I love this movie. My score will probably change fucking more times I watch it. It's such a fun movie. I give it a 4 out of 5. I felt like this time, like it, I did kind of feel the length a bit, especially to like the later act where like the elder is like on the train and like, I don't know, I felt the length a bit. I still like those scenes. So yeah, 4 to 5. I love the style of this movie, the direction, the editing, the choreography is fucking amazing. The acting I thought is good from everyone. Like the comedy is perfect. A good looking movie. The story is awesome, how it all like ties together. And yeah, a very rewatchable movie, and I'm excited to just
Nice.
so 4 to 5.
I also gave it a 4 out of 5.
Okay, nice.
I went into this not knowing very much about it because you had kind of warned me not to look too far into it because of all the cameos and stuff that are in it. I had seen a lot of people kind of shit on it, not really enjoy it, stupid movie, blah, blah, blah. So I was kind of like, eh, I don't know if I really want to watch this movie, waste 2 hours. But like, this movie's so fun, dude. Like, I don't
It is.
understand how anybody can hate on this. And like,
Yeah.
I've seen people say that it's boring. And I'm just like, how is this movie boring?
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I can mirror your thoughts. Like, I love the full circle aspect of the story and like how everybody's story is intertwined on why they're on this train together. I love a good assassin story too. Like there's
Yeah.
just something about these like special assassins and stuff, and how each one has their own specialty.
Yeah, like I really want to rewatch. It's been so long since I've seen it, but what's the assassin movie with Ryan Reynolds? Smoking Aces.
Yes.
I feel like very similar ish.
It's been a long time since I've watched that too. But whoever it was that mentioned on Letterboxd that it very much felt like a Tarantino movie. I can agree with that. And I love Tarantino. Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot to not like about it.
Yeah.
It is long, but I feel like the pacing's good on a first watch anyways. Maybe once you like know what the story is and what the twists are and stuff, it maybe you would feel the length a bit more like you said. But on this first watch, I think it was really good.
And like all the characters are like so good. Like this movie is two hours long. But like we do get very quick snippets of like backstories. Like they don't spend too much time with each character, but you get enough where you're like invested in like their story, right?
And each character is so different too. Like, not one character is like even remotely close to being the same as any of the
Yeah.
other ones.
And I felt like everyone's chemistry on this movie was so good. Nobody felt out of place.
No, it's very true. So 4 to 5 for me too.
Nice.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: Bullet Train's colorful cast and high-speed action are almost enough to keep things going after the story runs out of track. Based on
I
that,
see what you did there.
yeah, I see that too. What do you think the critics scored it?
I'll say like a 58.
53.
Wow, that low?
Yep.
Jeez, man.
That's on 342 reviews and an average score of 5.6 out of 10. There's an audience consensus,
Okay.
and it is, it could have been a more entertaining ride, but if you're in the mood for a decent thriller, decent thriller to pass the time, Bullet Train will get you where you want to go.
What the fuck? Need a more entertaining ride? Are you fucking.
That's what I mean. Like, how this movie's so entertaining. But the audience score was significantly better. It was a 76% on 5,000 ratings and an average score of 3.9 out of 5, or a 7.8 out of 10. So quite a bit better.
Letterboxd is a bit lower. Has a 3.5 out of 5. My friend's rating is 3.4. Like we said, we both gave it fours. I know there's a few people on here that are friends with us. Slash and Captain gave it a 3.5. He said this made me smile a lot, which it did. Our buddy Alan gave it a 4 to 5 as well. Scream and Cinema 3.5. I know Anthony is on here. Jensen 3.5. Here Be Monster. Anthony gave it a 2.5. I think that was it.
I think it's 3.5 or 4. It's a good enough score.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I would give it a 7 out of 10. Like, there isn't really like anything like over the top and amazing, but I think the choreography, like we said many times, is so good with what they can do because it is on a train. There's not much room to do much. And I thought just that the choreography and Brad Pitt and everyone just did a great job. Even Bad Bunny, like, for people who don't watch wrestling, like, Bad Bunny is an amazing wrestler. He's been in 2 WWE pay-per-views and he has crushed it.
Isn't he like he's a music producer, isn't he, or something like that?
So
DJ?
he's like the fucking biggest music artist in the world. Yeah.
He dating Kylie Jenner? No, he was dating one of them.
Maybe, yeah. Everyone's
She's
dated them. Yeah.
with Timothy Oliphant now, or Timothy Chalamet now.
What? Really? Jeez. Wow.
All right. Favorite stunt?
Favorite stunt. I went with the fight between Ladybug and Lemon when they're sitting at the seats, and it's like the size of a desk, and like the stuff they do is so good. They're like fucking, like, at one point he shoves a suitcase in his throat, he's like fucking choking. Lemon like smashes him with the laptop and like shoves the laptop in his throat, and he's like, oh. And they're like bouncing everywhere, and the lady over there is like, shh, oh God, the conductor. And they're like, just the comedy that they have, just like that little space in the choreography that they did to make that so entertaining. And like Brian Tyree Henry, like, he's not really known for like action movies, I don't think, right? Like,
Remember what he was in, like
he was in God's one of the Godzilla movies.
What was that one? The Immortals or something?
Yeah.
The superhero movie?
Oh, he wasn't he in the Chucky remake?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, he was in Atlanta. Forgot.
Yeah, Spider-Man Across the
Oh, Eternals,
Spider-Verse.
he was in that.
Eternals, that's what I was thinking of, not the Immortals.
Oh, he was actually in the Joker as well. But yeah, that whole scene, I just is one of my favorite.
Oh yeah, he was in White Boy Rick too. That's a good movie. All right, what stunt would you want to try?
Trying to think. How about fly super slow-mo through the train cart as it's crashing?
That works.
How about you?
I'm gonna give the stunts an 8. Just yeah, because of the choreography of the fights. But Brad Pitt did 95% of his own stunts in this movie too.
Yeah, I
And
believe
I
that.
think that's pretty admirable considering like how much fighting there was. And so the only stunts that he didn't do was like the falling. And there was something else too, like crashes or something like that. So like he did all the fighting and everything like that. And he's not a young guy anymore. Like
Nah.
I think he's what, like mid-50s now.
Yeah.
And I think he held his own against these younger guys. I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
And none of the fights felt like they were super choreographed. Like, I'm trying to think of like we did Ong Bak. Like, let's just go with that. Like, those
Yeah.
fights felt like they were choreographed. Like, everybody knew what the next move was going to be and shit like that. But, like, with this one, it was just so chaotic in every fight scene. And they're just using whatever they can get their hands on. Like, it was obviously choreographed, but it didn't feel like it was
Yeah.
like set in stone kind of
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah, Brad was 59 whenever this came out.
59.
So he's probably 58, 59.
Wow. So
Yeah.
he's 61 now.
Yeah.
Holy shit, he looks good.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why he's Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I guess so. My favorite stunt, I'm gonna go with this the whole the sequence at the beginning of the movie that we see with them arguing the twins arguing over how many kills they had. I just feel like that was such a fun
Yeah.
scene, and I'm a sucker for action montages. So just, and the way that they broke the fourth wall and everything, I thought it was a really fun scene.
Yeah, I love the whatever they get out like the warehouse and they have the fucking son in the wheelbarrow. And the three guys come out of the car and they have like samurai swords and they're like, fucking swords, are you kidding me? And yeah.
They toss him out of the wheelbarrow and trip one of the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just really fun. And stunt I would want to try, any of the like ninja or samurai type fighting, like the swords and stuff like that. It's so cool to watch. It's so fun to watch, and I would feel so badass if I could do any of that
Yeah.
shit. Oh, it's my pick.
Yeah.
I've been toying with the idea of changing it, but I'm gonna stick with what I originally was gonna pick.
All right.
And I am picking The Raid Redemption.
Oh, baby. Shit.
We're getting crazy up in this bit.
Gonna be a crazy episode.
It's been a long time since I've watched this movie, but
Yeah, I think it's been like I watched the first half like that 6 years ago.
yeah,
Yeah.
fucking wild ass movie.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, in the meantime, if you guys want to check out any of our backlog or anything like that, we're up on all podcast platforms, and we're obviously on Instagram. Check us out at a podcast on Fury Road. Short and sweet on this outro.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, see you later.